It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and we have been bringing you this podcast since February 2009. We're like one of the first podcasts on the Law of Attraction, and we do it now every single day. Now, if you go into our archives, we have shows that go all the way back to 2009. Some of them, the sound quality wasn't so good. And we are eliminating those shows from our archives, sadly. But we're re-recording them in higher quality. And I have news for you. We're not far away from bringing you some video programming that is designed to empower your life, to help you with the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you absolutely need. You deserve it all. Don't cut yourself short. Don't say, I don't deserve it all, or I only want a little bit. Just be honest with yourself and say, I deserve it all. Say it right now. Out loud. Come on. Roll up the windows in the car. I deserve it all. Of course you do. I believe that. By the way, here's something you deserve. We're giving away an incredible CD package of empowering CDs, or I call them CDs. They're really audio files, but because we're not going to mail them out to you physically. But you'll be able to go to a special address and download them. I'm putting together a whole package of things for you, but mainly a 2016 empowerment program. This is going to help you jumpstart 2016 and make it your best, most productive year ever. How do you get it? You go to Blog Talk Radio and you subscribe to this podcast. When you subscribe, you're on my subscribers list. I have your email address, and we will be sending you a notice very, very soon. It's free. There's no obligation. All you have to do is subscribe. Okay, we're talking about 7 ways to deal with negative people. I'm not talking about black magic or dirty, dark energy. I'm just talking about people that are negative. Most of the time, these people are in your own family, but sometimes they're in your peer group or they're your friends. And they don't necessarily mean to be negative. It's just they're looking out for your best interest, right? They have your best interest at heart. And so, you know, that's where they're at. That's where they're at. Okay. But you need to know how to deal with them, because these people can get inside your subconscious mind, inside your head, and they can activate counterintentions. They can reawaken old, failed programming that is no longer of any value to you. So these 7 methods are empowering to you, and I'm going to share them with you right after this, because when you listen to this, you're going to learn how to clear your energy field. I'll be right back.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance. joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Start right now. We've got a special program going. Begin right now. I'm going to guarantee you, I'm going to promise you, 2016 is going to be your best year ever. I mean that. But you've got to start now. I've got something special for you. Okay? Claim your 30 minutes. Find out for yourself. Fill out the application. Let's get fired up and get started making 2016 your most incredible year ever. Okay, here we go. 7 ways to deal with negative people. Number 1, you need to know, without them around, you need to know your desires and your goals. And the best way to understand your desires and your goals is to write them down. When you know you have a desire, and then you create a goal to achieve that outcome. I desire a new BMW. Okay? Then you write out a goal of how you're going to obtain that BMW. I desire a new home. I desire beachfront property. I desire a loving relationship. But you need to know and you need to write out your desires and your goals. Your desires and your goals. Once you know in your gut, in your soul, what you desire, who you are and where you're going, then negative people are going to have less influence on you because you're going to be strong and steadfast in your direction. Don't you think, come on now, don't you think there was a whole lot of people trying to get in Abe Lincoln's head, telling him not to pursue his path? I mean, seriously. His path caused a civil war. But it also freed a lot of people. So, you know, he made a choice and he had to be resolute in that desire and that goal. Number 2, be confident. Focus. Visualize yourself getting larger and larger and larger. See yourself 10 feet tall. Practice that visualization around people that intimidate you. People that make you feel small. Practice it over and over and over again every night. And you will become more confident. 3, believe in your own truth. Look, nobody can prove what the truth is, right? Each person has their own truth, something that is true for them. What is your truth? What is your truth about? Speak your truth. Live your truth. Be your truth. And when you focus on your core, negative people will tend to diminish in power. You need to know what is a big deal and what is not. People want to get inside your head. They want to fill your head with their beliefs. And most of the time, they're not trying to hurt you. They're just trying to help themselves. You need to know what is really a big deal, an attack on you. And what is it? Most of the time you can just slough this stuff off like, you know, water rolls off a duck. Just let it go. Just let it fall away. You may be right. That's my favorite sentence, by the way. By the way, if you hear me say that to you, there's a good chance I don't believe anything you're saying. You may be right. Somebody tells me, Robert, you want a blah, 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 blah. You may be right. Doesn't mean I agree that you're right. Doesn't mean I think that you're right. Doesn't mean I believe that you're right. But you may be. There's always that chance. Learn that phrase. Memorize that phrase. Focus on your connection to divine source. On your connection to the universe. That takes place through ritual. That takes place through prayer. That takes place through meditation. Practice all 3. And focus on your connection to source. When you have a strong connection to Source, nothing can sway you. Clear your fears. If you have fears that are tearing at you, that are ripping you apart, you need to clear those fears. And if it involves neurolinguistic programming or hypnosis or Reiki or Ruach healing or one of the other techniques that we can provide you, then that's what you have to do. Because your fears give negative people power. So as you diminish your fears, negative people around you have less power and less influence. And finally, take action. Say to yourself right now, I am an action person. Take action. When you are in movement, when you are making things happen, when you are rocking and rolling like a rock star, and you're just doing it, you're fired up and you're pumped up and you're jazzed up, nothing, not even negative people, can have an influence on you. It's when you're stuck and you're refusing to take action. That's when you are vulnerable. Not only to yourself, your own negative thoughts, but to the thoughts of others. I hope this helps you, and I hope you begin applying it today. I know you will. Thanks so much for listening. And let's get out there and pay it forward. When you see that red bucket today, let's put a quarter, a dollar, $10 bill in it, okay? You have a great day. You deserve it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.